from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has demanded the independence referendum held Monday in the autonomous northern Kurdish region is unconstitutional and should be annulled. Final results showed nearly 93% voting yes to independence. Hindreen Mohammed, head of the Independent High Elections and Referendum Commission, said he congratulated voters on the success of the process. Turnout exceeded 72%, but former Ambassador David Mack, a scholar at the Middle East Institute, said vote totals were much higher in the pro-Kurdish provinces of Erbil and Duhok, less so in Sulaymaniyah.
People I have talked to say that the turnout was much lower in Sulaymaniyah. So that's an important factor that needs to be reflected in the analysis on this.
Iraq's parliament has demanded the prime minister send troops to the Kurdish-held region of Kirkuk to take control of its oil fields. Turkey and Iran, which have large Kurdish populations, denounced the vote. Human Rights Watch has accused Cameroon of forcibly deporting Nigerians who fled the Boko Haram insurgency and its violence. Jerry Simpson heads the group's refugee rights program.
In our report, we have found that the Cameroonian military has been aggressively intercepting and screening Nigerian asylum seekers as they reach remote border areas in Cameroon, torturing people, accusing them of being members of Boko Haram, including women being Boko Haram wives, otherwise assaulting them, making their lives miserable while they trap them in these remote border areas and then violently deporting them back to Nigeria.
Cameroonian authorities denied the allegation. A spokesman said it's based on nothing, adding the country already hosts nearly 500,000 refugees. This is VOA News. Puerto Rican officials grappling with recovery efforts from two powerful back-to-back hurricanes have called on Washington to lift a ban on foreign shipping between American ports. They're trying to alleviate fuel, food, water, and medical supply shortages that persist on the Caribbean island. Ricardo Rosseo is the U.S. territory's governor.
It was a Category 4, Category 5 hurricane right after another Category 4, Category 5 hurricane. It was a complete devastation across the board in Puerto Rico that really limited our resources and limited our capabilities.
Despite the presence of federal disaster relief officials and the U.S. military, the island of some 3.5 million continues to go largely without power and fresh drinking water. The Trump administration has proposed admitting no more than 45,000 refugees next year as a security measure. It's the lowest number proposed since the U.S. refugee admission system was created in 1980. Administration officials said Homeland Security is increasingly turning its attention to a backlog of nearly 300,000 people seeking asylum in the U.S. Militants in Afghanistan used rockets and mortars to attack Kabul's international airport hours after U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis arrived. The assault was claimed by both the Taliban and Islamic State. Mattis, who helped devise a new U.S. strategy in the country, met with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and said militants could not hope for victory. Also visiting Afghanistan, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
The attack on the airport is a sign of weakness, not a sign of strength. To attack a civilian airport is a criminal act, is a terrorist act, and it just shows the importance of fighting these kind of organizations in Afghanistan.
Both Western defense leaders pledged continued support for Afghanistan and vowed to do everything possible so the country does not again become a safe haven for terrorists. The president of Central African Republic, Faustin Archange Touadéra, told the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva that despite a peace agreement, his country is still in crisis.
Comme je l'ai toujours rappelé,
he said at the end of a political transition that does not mean the end of a four-year crisis sparked by a Muslim alliance that seized power. He described the security and humanitarian situation as fragile. The main challenge, he said, is restoring the rule of law. The CAR leader said he has called for additional UN peacekeepers amid growing violence. President Donald Trump has offered a major tax plan aimed at cutting taxes on businesses, reducing the top income tax rate for individuals, with the aim of reforming the tax code. There are concerns about how it might add to the country's debt. But it prompted another rally on Wall Street, with the benchmark Dow Jones Index Wednesday closing up 56 points to 22,340. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.